In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show will happen today at 6. So if you're in the area, or even if you want to travel to the area, pay your respects to Mr. BG, who will be here. Even though he got hurt last night, tore his triceps, out for the season. BG will be here from 6 to 7. You can listen on your radio. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week, Jordan Mailata will also be live here at Chickies. We'll get you that montage from all the awesome Marilyn Mike moments from last night in a moment after we talk to Yoshi, 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. I already know what's popping. I just left y'all. How y'all doing today? Hello.
Shady Yoshi earlier today.
What up, Yosh?
Shady Yoshi.
Shady Yoshi. And I was just about to give you a compliment, and there you go. You always slicing somebody. I was just about to say you look good after the little weight you lost with your fat cell. How about that? How about that, fat boy? Appreciate it. But no, you look nice. You lost a little weight. I like it. You look good with the beard, Spike. I ain't going to say nothing nice to you today because me and you still fighting until around about 12 o'clock, 11:30 tonight. I'm winning so far. Everybody need to know that. I am beating Spike with my 14 right now by 22 points with a player to go. So does he.
Backups.
Okay, Spike?
I'm playing backups.
You break out the side violin.
Hey, man. Let's keep staying where we at, Spike. Keep having them lose by 20-some points. Still don't make no guarantees. I thought you told me I could go now.
This guy changes his rules every week.
I got loose, boy. We're going to New Orleans, baby. We're going to New Orleans. Cut loose. Hey, man, this team played a well-balanced game last night. I'm so glad that those dudes didn't like daggone Vic and daggone Miami. I'm so happy those young kids and veterans didn't buy in because he came here, and these kids and these veterans, they buy in. I mean, they come L.A., the Rams come out the gate, and you like, dang, they moving the ball. Vic made the adjustments, man, and then it wasn't like that no more. And I felt like last night that even though we ended up with 3-3 on the first two drives, it just felt like last night that the offense was going to be cooking. Saquon just put that cape on his. I have not seen a Philadelphia running back get off like that since Shady in the Snow Bowl. I mean, that boy was running like Forrest Gump's ghost got up in him when he played for Alabama on the movement. That boy was just running. And I mean, he never lost. He never lost his step. He'd be turning his head looking. Well, ain't nobody close to you. You are gone. Hitting numbers. Breaking the radar on the speedometer. I mean, Saquon, once he turned that corner, that first one, when he hit that daggone hole,
man.
When he hit it, man, you're like, that, all those bodies flying up. See, he just come out just flying down the field. The kid said he has not had this much fun playing football. This is the best time in his life he's had playing football is with us. Like, it's so good to see. And y'all stop thinking, I mean, Jalen, only had 179 yards. But, man, when you look at the numbers, ain't none of these quarterbacks as far as QBR, percentage, and touchdowns, and they're going to pass in yards, killing Jalen. All of them right there together. The only quarterback that got a whole bunch of yards is daggone Lamar Jackson. And we're going to confuse and make him dysfunctional next week. Because we're going, where I?
Pound Town.
Pound Town.
Dag, right?
Man. Listen, I was getting ready to say New Orleans, but I knew you didn't want me to say New Orleans. My bad. Let's try it again, Yoshi. Try it again.
Where we going?
Pound Town.
Dang on right. Oh, real quick before I get off this phone. I already talked about me beating Lil Spike up. Oh, fraud.
Ooh, Lil Spike. Punk. I like that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. You even going to make the playoffs here?
Lil Spike. Hey, Spike, you know what? Bruh, don't talk trash. I started to pick you up and put you across my shoulder and walk you outside just to make you look foolish. But I was like, nah, he working. I ain't going to do that to him.
Before I go,
check out Janelle Monae's video, Floating. Mm-mm. And let me know about it when I call in later on in the week. The song is called Float. Janelle Monae might like girls, but you know what? I like girls too, and I like her. Love y'all, kids. Don't worry.
Even on a Victory Monday.
Yep.
Never days off.
215.
I was not joining that conversation.
No. You were like, nope, never saw it. Nope, not going to watch it. Yep. 215-592-9494. Are you truly in on the Eagles as a Super Bowl contender? And we're just smiling about Saquon today. So, you know, two guys who were smiling about Saquon were Merrill and Mike last night. Joe Wechter for the WIP Morning Show put this amazing montage together of all the great moments from last night. You can relive it here.
If the Eagles are going to have the best conference record and number one seed, this game against the Rams is a big game.
Hurts back to Barkley, and Barkley just drags people with him. Back to Barkley again. Barkley takes it to the outside. He's at the 35 and steps out of bounds at the 30. I don't know how he regained his balance. He looked like he was about to hit the ground. He was like at a 90-degree angle.
Hurts. This time, gives off to Barkley, who tries to sweep, comes across the 30, carries people down with him. Boy, is he tough.
Hurts. He's looking. He is firing. And it is caught for a touchdown! A.J. Brown!
Stafford backpedals. Here comes the rush.
He's hit! They've got him! BT. Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham. He never saw him coming, Mike.
Unbelievable job. Off the edge by Brandon Graham.
We have reached the end of the first half with the score. The Eagles, 13-7. This time it goes to Barkley up the middle, across the 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 70 yards.
He was shot out of a cannon.
He fires, he completes it. And running is Barkley down to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15.
He's a hell of a player. He's the best in the league. He's the best at what he does.
It goes to Gainwell. He wiggles to the 5. He's into the touchdown. He's in for the touchdown.
You're not going to lose a lot with Kenny G.
Stafford hands off inside and getting trapped and dropped and thrown back this time is William.
Brandon Graham once again, Merrill. He's the first guy there. He's the disruptor. It's BG. Getting into the Rams' backfield once again.
Back goes Stafford. Here comes the rush. They've got him again! There is Milton Williams.
Yeah, this offensive line cannot block the Eagles' bigs up front.
He gets it to Barkley, who cuts outside. Uh-oh. He's at the 40, the 50, uh-oh, the 40. He's going to go again. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. His all-time record, 72 yards.
How good is that guy?
That is an all-time Eagles record. Breaking the record of Shady McCoy. He is breaking it. He buried it. Oh, my goodness. And the final score, the Eagles, 37. The Rams, 20.
He was a takeover at SoFi Stadium last night of Eagles fans. So shout out to fans of Philly. There were a lot of Eagles fans in there. And when you could hear it on the broadcast, the way that we heard it on the broadcast, you know there's a lot of Eagles fans in there.
Oh, yeah.
So Saquon is awesome and is obviously awesome. And we do talk about the offensive line a lot. But it is glaring when you're watching it. When he breaks those 70-yard runs, the giant gaping holes they create for him to run through. I mean, they are They've had a great offensive line for 10 years now, but for some reason this year, and maybe it's because they have Becton at guard, and he's one of the biggest guards they've ever had, but they are muscling team. And they're getting a chance to run more than they ever have. But, man, they are so good. I mean, they are so dominant that other running backs in the league must look at this and be jealous of what Saquon is able to run behind, you know?
No doubt about it. And the thing, when you're a unit and you're asking for more of the responsibility to be placed upon your shoulders, you need to show and prove. And boy, have they done that. They went into the coach's office the bye week and said, hey, man, let us do what we do. You can put this on us and let us plow guys and pause. Let us be able to. I had to catch myself.
Yeah,
on that.
That was a. Yeah, that one. Was.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, let us knock these guys off the ball, and Saquon has certainly been a beneficiary of that. But I'll say this: I always joke with you about Kenny Gainwell and what he does about getting the yards that are there. They open up holes for him to get positive yardage. What he does with that?
Yes,
that's
on
Saquon.
Him. Yes,
that's his special, unique ability, and what he does, and the fact that he can take those little, like those little lanes that they create for him, and he can shoot through it. And next thing you know, he's gone for 40 or 50 or 60 yards. That's what the other running backs couldn't do. That's been here in the past. Like the Miles Sanders and DeAndre Swifts, they couldn't do that like Saquon does.
And Jack, you mentioned it earlier. He runs away from defensive backs.
Yeah.
Once he's going.
When he sees daylight, it's over.
Yeah.
Did you see him scoring the – I think it was the when he broke the first big run. As he's running to the end zone, he's just shaking his head at the defensive backs.
Well, and they got him involved in the passing game yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, we ran a screen.
I know. Ooh. Believe me, Spike and I were reminded.
Wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the first time we tried to run it, it didn't work.
No. the second one looks real.
Oh, the second one looked legit.
Yep.
Look legit. Good job by Jalen. Got the ball to him.
Yeah.
And then let Saquon do his thing.
That's all you got to do.
Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hey! Saquon! Yes! I need to set up this. Let's go!
All right.
Yeah, he's going to hang up after that.
Is he?
Yeah.
There he goes.
So,
listen.
See what kind of mood I'm in? I'm in a happy mood. I just put Chuck right up. Didn't ask for an apology or anything.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
He's still being stubborn.
I know he is.
He won't apologize.
I know.
But he calls to get that little shot in and roll out.
Yeah. So how am I supposed – I want to – like, I know the people like Chuck. But also
– most of us.
But, yeah. But also, he does – I believe he's – by disrespecting me in this case, which he's doing specifically, I believe he's disrespecting the show. So I don't know what to do with him. You know, part of me wants to keep him on hold for 3.5 hours and smirk about it. But I'm not petty. Like, you don't know me as a petty guy.
But here's what I kind of like. Now, this is – you got to navigate this, right?
Yeah.
Because Jack and I, we don't get as offended by Chuck. Even though it is disrespectful to the show, we kind of laugh it off a little bit.
Sure.
But there is something to him knowing the level of this platform
that
he still wants to call up.
That he knows what primetime is.
Yes. Exactly.
Every time he calls, it's basically admitting
not
the same bump from the midday show.
Yeah. That's okay. We love the midday show.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's kind of how you're going to navigated with it.
Yeah, you know.
Listen, we'll work through it.
Whatever. It's a Super Bowl season. We're all going to New Orleans.
Yep.
Even Chuck, and we'll get the kids rate on the flight. Ray in Norristown, you're on WIP.
What's going on, guys? This is what a wonderful day, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get to celebrate Saquon Barkley, and I get to call in to give both of you your flowers, especially Ike Adamus over here, because he was the one that says, Saquon is going to do what he does better here than anywhere. So,
it's a big take.
It's true. Appreciate that, Ray. I don't normally get credit around here.
No. I did not expect him to be better here than in New York either.
Exactly, man. And I know at this point he's an Eagle, and I'm glad to have him. But I also want to say something about Jalen, because you spiked the IQ, Eskin. You stated that Brock Purdy wasn't going to be as good as a quarterback as Jalen, but he's a great manager of the game. And lately, Jalen has been managing the game and using all his resources. And look at the result. They're winning. And everybody can be excited. It's Pound Town, baby.
Pound Town.
Pound Town. Yeah, you know, look, today's a happy day. look, he is managing handing the ball off to Saquon like no one I've ever seen. It's been very impressive. Let's just not forget that Brock Purdy was the number one rated passer in the NFL last year.
That's why I talk to you, Spike, because you have the IQ, man.
Yeah.
I spoke to Spike Einstein. You have the IQ, and you know what you're talking about. And IQ,
sometimes.
If I make any bets, I'm going to listen to what you suggest.
Holler at your boy. I'm there.
All right, Ray.
All right. Appreciate it, Ray.
Thank you, brother. Feels good, 9-2. Just beating the crap out of teams. You worried about the – I know it's not time yet. Your head go to the Baltimore game yet or no?
A little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit because you excuse me. How can you not look at what's ahead of you?
Yeah.
And so it's another big test. And we got to keep pace with the Lions. We got to keep pace with the Lions. You know, they won that game yesterday. They that was a little bit of a battle for about 2.5 quarters, then they pulled away from the Colts. But we need the Lions to lose, and we got to be ready to take advantage of it when they do lose. Here's the other thing, Spike. Minnesota is keeping pressure on us to win. They're 9-2.
Right.
So they want them to end up with the 2 seed.
Yeah,
well, they can't end up with the 2 seed.
Not if they didn't win the division.
Not if they don't
right?
win the division. You're right.
Yeah. But, I mean, Minnesota's a team that started off hot. I think everybody forgot about for a minute. You look up and you're like, wait a minute, they're 9-2
nine
as
and two.
Well.
Yep.
And I think you mentioned it a few weeks ago, and when you started talking about the number one seed in general, is the difference between Detroit at home in a dome and away in January mm-hmm. is massive. Mm-hmm. Their offense is incredible at home and in domes, and then not quite as effective on the road. So that number one seed, I mean, it could determine who ends up in the Super Bowl, really, because if the NFC Championship game is there,
yeah,
you know, it's not an impossible game to win, but it's a lot tougher than winning it here.
And it would be almost impossible to take over that stadium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The passion that crowd
city
would
has
have.
Right now, yeah. Yeah.
So I know this is living a little bit in the moment. But is this Detroit team better than the 22 Niners? I'm trying to think of what the NFC Championship – I know Brock Purdy got hurt, so it kind of throws off how he felt about that game.
Yeah.
That's such an exciting possible matchup.
Because oh, yeah.
I think that Lion – I mean, the Lions are nasty.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think on paper you can make the case they're better than that Niners. Because that was the first year of Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
The Niners defense is better than this Lions defense.
Well, and they had it wasn't Purdy the whole year that year, right? I mean, they ended up on Purdy.
Started with Garoppolo. Yeah.
Yeah, started with Garoppolo. I think Purdy was the third choice. Didn't they go to Trey Lance after they went to Garoppolo?
I think you're
Garoppolo?
Right. I think you're right.
And then they went to Purdy. Yeah. And then who ended up playing in the game when Purdy got
Josh
hurt?
Josh Johnson.
That's right. 215-592-9494. Bill in Washington Township. You're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
Yo, what's up, Dallas?
What up, Bill?
I've been waiting all day to call for this, especially for Ike being a Big Ten guy. I've watched Saquon do some amazing stuff on Penn State alum.
Yep.
And I'm just so happy for the Eagles fans to get to see this amazing player. And I remember way back when Larry Johnson was going over 2,000 yards, we used to hope that the other team would pin us down, you know, within the 10, because we knew he was going to run 90 yards, you know, just so he can stack up his yardage. So I just think it's super special what's going on, and I'm just so happy that we get to watch this generational talent. And I just think it's awesome. Saquon's super special.
Yeah, and by the way, he's realized, he's like, all right, if I got to score touchdowns, I got to do it from outside the 20.
Right.
Okay.
70 yards.
Yeah, I'll just run 70 yards. If that's what I got to do, that's what you can have the tush push, and I'll have the 70-yard
right.
runs.
Yeah, pile those yards up.
Say again?
He said pile those yards up.
Oh, yeah,
the
absolutely.
The farther he's going to get.
Absolutely.
All
right, thank you for the call, Bill.
Yeah, we haven't had a home run hitter like this. Like, Shady could get in the open field, but Shady wasn't as fast as Saquon is.
Nor was he as strong. Shifty, but But no,
Yeah, I never really think about Saquon with power.
Really?
Because I don't think he runs like a power back.
No, not in between tackles, but if you...
He's strong.
Yeah, if it's one-on-one in the open field and he decides he wants to run over you instead of trying to make you miss, he can do that as well.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Donovan McNabb joins us in 40 minutes, right at 4 o'clock. Donovan with us every Monday at 4. And why don't we talk a little bit about Jalen next? Jalen hasn't turned, you know, no turnover-worthy plays yesterday, but we'll talk about how he played yesterday and what the rest of the year may entail for Jalen. 215-592-9494. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards for the holidays, the perfect gift that always fits, always gets used, buy in person or online at chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.